Welcome to Christ Unveiled, a five-minute daily podcast brought to you by Paul White Ministries. Here to unveil the loveliness of Jesus is Pastor Paul White.
Yesterday we dealt with 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 25. Today I take you one verse further to 26. This is talking about communion, the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus. And verse 26 says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come." I want you to note first what you show. You show the Lord's death. Now note what you don't show. You don't show the Lord's resurrection. You show the Lord's resurrection through your life every day. And also, according to Hebrews, you show forth the Lord's resurrection when you give. That proves that he's alive. But to show forth his death, you partake communion. Because at communion, you partake the body broken for you and the blood shed for you. And as you show forth the Lord's death, you're doing that every time you take communion. So there's three people that this affects. It affects the darkness, the enemy. It affects you, the believer. And it affects the Lord. Let's break each one down. When you commune, you show the enemy, the forces of darkness, that Jesus Christ has died. We know Jesus did this first. In Colossians 2, the Bible says that he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, that was contrary to us, taking it out of our way and nailing it to his cross. And he made a triumph over the forces of darkness in it. Which means that as Jesus took the law and he nailed it to his cross, his blood freed us from the dominion of the law. He actually showed the forces of darkness his death at Calvary as the fulfillment of the law. So, when you partake communion, you are showing the devil the same thing Jesus showed him at Calvary. The law is out of my way. My sins are gone. I receive the body of my Jesus as my health. As you do that, you're remembering Jesus and you're showing it to the devil. I love it. Second person that sees the death of the Lord Jesus is you, the communion recipient, and your brothers and sisters in church that are communing with you. What you're seeing is the cross happening all over again. You're not crucifying the Lord afresh, but you're living in that moment where Jesus broke his body for you and shed his blood for you, and you are the one who needs to remember what a great thing happened there. What happened? Well, what happened is he took your sickness, your diseases, your tumors, your cancers, your problems, and he put them in his body. And then he had his body smitten so that you could have health. He gave you his healthy body. Take, eat, this is my body. It's as if he gave us his body first and then took ours into him almost. What an amazing thing. And so every time you partake communion, you're showing forth that in your own walk and in your own life. And you're also doing the same thing with the blood. You're partaking of the cup. And as you partake of the cup and swallow into you that juice or that wine, you are swallowing into you that sign and seal of the blood of the New Testament, proving to you all over again the protective power of the blood of Jesus. Remember this, Saint. Whatever has been blessed cannot be cursed. And you are blessed. You're blessed in Christ. You're beloved in the Beloved One. Thus, the blood reproves to you again that you cannot be cursed. Now, we dealt with what the communion says to the devil, and I dealt with what the communion says to you, but let's deal with the final one. Remember again, let's go back to the scripture. As often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Now, he's coming back, thank God. But you don't just show it to the devil and to you, you show it to the Lord. Now, he doesn't need reminded. He certainly knows that he died at Calvary and that he broke his blood, body and he shed his blood. But every time you partake, you remind the Lord of covenant, much like the rainbow in the sky. Remember, when God put a rainbow in the sky for Noah, the text does not say, "I put the rainbow there to remind you that I'll never flood the earth." The Bible says he put the rainbow there to remind him. Not that he's forgetful, but that the rainbow causes him to look back to covenant. Communion causes God to look back to covenant. What deal did I cut with my church? What promise did I make to them? And as that reinforces covenant, you and I are blessed all over again. We are saying to God, "I appropriate the provisions of covenant by partaking the body and the blood of my Lord Jesus." I encourage you to do it and show forth the Lord's death till he comes.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast version of Christ Unveiled. For more information about our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.